Our lives on the Cape Coast and islands are shaped by the water that surrounds us. It isolates and connects us, provides inspiration and sustenance. So integral is the ocean to our lives that it often features prominently in works of art, from photographs to paintings, prose, and music. A new symphonic work explores the complexities of one specific body of water, Buzzards Bay. The composition is titled Postcards from Buzzards Bay, and composer Michael Donovan joins us on the phone. Welcome.
Thank you.
So before we get to the Buzzards Bay composition, I want to talk to you about your career in music. You're a 30-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force and were commander of the 567th Air Force Band from 1992 to 2002. Talk a little bit about combining military service with music. Can one enter the military as a musician?
Well, it's funny. You sure can. All the services have a long tradition of music that goes with them, and I guess most people would think of that as, marching in parades and ceremonial, but it goes far beyond that. They're really very talented, and they premiere new music. And when I was a commander of the band, we had a mission, and one of the statements of the mission was to preserve the American heritage through music. And so that was a pretty responsible artistic thing to do.
Mm. What instruments do you play?
I play the French horn and the trumpet.
Mm. And how long have you been composing symphonic music?
Well, I got started a little late. I didn't come from a musical family, so it wasn't until I actually got in college. I took a real interest in arranging and, so taking other people's music and customizing it for different ensembles and styles and whatever. And the next step from that was to graduate to compose, to writing some of my own music. Hmm. And so that was in my 20s. Hmm. So, yeah.
The music composition is done on computers and has been for several decades now. This allows a composer to actually hear a piece as it's being created. And I think when you hear the work of great composers such as, say, Haydn or Stravinsky, who created their pieces largely in their heads, what goes through your head with the changes with modern technology, if you will?
Well, I'm of the age when I started before music software. I actually wrote a symphony by hand as my graduate thesis. I go back to the monks in the abbey with the quill and scratching out note for note. So, trying to imagine what all the instruments would sound on a piano. So, I was part of the process. I got with music software when I was about maybe 5 years old, and I got with Finale when it was 3 years old. Mm. It changes everything. It makes your life a lot easier, and it actually makes you a better composer because you just have more tools. Mm. So picture Microsoft Word, where you can say you didn't like your second paragraph and you said, geez, this would be a great concluding paragraph. So you just blacken it and you cut and paste, and now it goes from number two to, say, number 10. You can do that with music, If you have two measures that you say, geez, I'm getting a little wordy here music-wise. So just eliminate them and save them somewhere and say, gee, I might be able to use this a little later. So
it's
amazing.
Yeah, what was the impetus to use Buzzards Bay as the inspiration for a symphonic work?
Well, I was contacted by the Tri-County Wind Ensemble, Wind Symphony, and they said they had a project. They would like a series of short movements about places and the towns and the locations surrounding Buzzards Bay, and they asked me if I'd be interested. And I had done a work, of the same format about 4 years ago. So they knew about that, and they thought that I'd be the right person for this type of a commission.
Yeah, so you have composed music around a place before then.
Yeah, about 4 years ago, I did a piece of music. I got a commission from the McGraw-Hill Foundation, and I did a piece called Portraits of Cape Cod. And it was eight movements, and it was locations on the Cape. Mm. So, yeah. And then it's called programmatic. In other words, it's descriptive. Mm-hmm. So it's, tells a story or sets a mood, but it's based on a location.
So what's your connection to the Cape and Islands?
I am a lifelong, it's like a magnet. I, you know, I started in the 50s because I had the parents who vacationed there, and my parents retired there. My wife's parents retired there. That's how we met. We actually inherited my wife's parents' house when they passed away. So I live there now. I was actually stationed there in the Air Force.
Goes back. Yeah.
It just keeps. And I used to go fishing with an uncle on Buzzards Bay and you name it.
Yeah. So we have two clips from the composition titled Buzzards Bay, Two Moods of the Sea. Can you describe the moods that you're referring to?
Sure. Well, one of the things we did with this, which is really wonderful for the audience, is they're going to get a insert in their program, and we call these the narratives. And so they will have a description of what the movement is the location, and then kind of a little story. So with the two moods of the sea, what I wrote in the narrative are just a series of words, if you will. I'll read them.
Mm-hmm.
So the sea, tranquil, calm as a mill pond, ripples, light chop, white caps, breakers, heavy seas, squalls, pop-up thunderstorms, small craft warnings, nor'easters, tempest, hurricanes, bob, 1938, moods of the sea.
Mm.
I used Buzzards Bay as the overall theme because, you know, it's you know, the 250 square miles of ocean, and that's what this is, the connecting material here. I mean, everything's connected to the sea and this suite of music. So, And then the piece of music really describes two moods, but they build up. So a lot of those words are definitely relevant.
Yeah. All right, let's hear a clip from the synthesized version.
Okay.
That would be the tranquil, calm feeling. Now let's hear another clip from A Buzzard's Bay, Two Moods of the Sea. So you can almost hear the wind blowing, right?
Well, you know, the problem with music is, unlike art, which starts off with its spectrum as you know, photorealism, you know, music starts in the middle of the art world with impressionism and just gets more vague from there. So yeah, I mean, it's in the ears of the beholder, but yeah, sure.
Yeah. Postcards from Buzzards Bay is divided into a series of movements named after different places on Buzzards Bay. So what experience or events shaped how you represented the different locations along Buzzards Bay?
Well, they're all different. They're all different. I'll give you a couple of examples. Like, for instance, Cuttyhunk, Cutty Hunk is the last island in the Elizabeth Island chain. And ironically, I already wrote a piece of music years ago about Cutty Hunk. I got the inspiration. I used to fly, and I would fly over the Cape's a wonderful place to fly over because it's so interesting. But I always noticed that, you know, this Cutty Hunk, kind of the last bastion of Massachusetts sticking out there. And from the sky, it looks very vulnerable. And I always thought of, oh, my God, there's that little island against the sea. So that was the inspiration. I mean, and I've actually, we took a band called the Boston City Band years ago, and we went out in a ferry and we performed the song Cutty Hunk out on Cutty Hunk. And so they get a kick out of it.
All right, let's hear another clip from your composition. This is from Marion, entitled Regatta. What can you tell us about it before we hear it?
Well, this depicts a one class design sailboat race. And it's complete with air horns, start and finish. It has rippling sails and crashing waves. And it has all sorts of actual nautical terms in the music. So the musicians are going to be looking at something that says running, which is a sailboat move. And it has even some seagulls. So I think on that clip, it's the finale of it.
Is this the first time a symphony will play your composition?
This is the premiere, yeah. This is the first time out of the shed, yeah.
Yeah, so are there particular elements or movements that you're particularly excited to hear with live musicians? Probably all of it, right?
Well, I was going to say, Phil Sanborn, who's the conductor of that wonderful organization, they had their first rehearsal a couple of weeks ago, and I kind of sent him a text saying, what does it sound like with real instruments?
So after you're composing a piece and you're hearing the synthesized version, describe the feeling of when you hear it played live.
Oh, yeah. That's when it all comes together. I mean, years ago, all the synthetic sounds all sounded like harmonicas, and they've come a long ways. But still, there's no way of emotion that real instruments and fine musicians will give you. And that's when that's when the gut check happens,
So we have a final clip to go on. It's titled Dartmouth Abatana Gansett Squall. What can you tell us about this?
Well, this one was a little different. And if you look at upon a Gansett Bay, it's a little spit. On the edge of the bay is a gazebo. And they have a town band there that goes way back. And I can imagine it must have all the problems of doing anything right next to the sea. The wind and I'm sure they get salt spray while they're playing and everything. So I kind of superimposed a situation. So what I did was I took an old American song, In the Good Old Summertime, and I scored it in the style of a John Philip Sousa band. So the scenario here is we hear an 1899 park concert get caught off guard by a pop-up thunderstorm, a summer squall. So that's what's happening in this movement.
Michael Donovan's compositions will be performed as part of Postcards from Buzzards Bay, a collaborative effort of the Tri-County Music Association, the Buzzards Bay Coalition, the Marion Arts Center, and the Community Boating Center of New Bedford. The concert will also feature other works written about the bay and about the sea, including a premiere by Rochester composer John Wallace. There'll be a performance on Saturday, March 23rd at Falmouth Academy, and Sunday, March 24th at Tabor Academy in Marion. We'll have more details at our website, capeandislands.org. Composer Michael Donovan, thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you. Very nice talking with you.